Steve in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, listen, retired naval intelligence, everything that's going on right now was war gamed in 08 and 09. The Crimea right now is a diversionary theater. Once we tie down the Russians, the 76th Division, you're going to have forces going into Syria because they've cut off the unit that was going to be sent to Syria to stop us there, the 76th Air Mobile Division, and you're going to see in the Saudis and the Israelis doing airstrikes on Iran. All of this is a diversionary theater to tie down Russian ground forces so that we can go back to what we were doing 6 months ago in Syria and Iran.
And what is your view? I agree with you on that. What is your view of that morally?
Well, you know, when I was in the Navy, I had an oath to do what I was supposed to do for the country. As a civilian, I can speak a little bit more freely. And like you, I don't want to see my children obliterated in a nuclear war, which that's what the Russians are going to do if they get tied down and their port in Syria is being attacked. They have no other choice. They're going to use tactical nukes, and they have a different view towards towards nukes than we do, because when they're surrounded, they get that isolation fear, and so they strike out. They will use tactical nukes. They will use them in the Ukraine. They have no love for Ukrainians. They will use them against the Germans. That's their primary nuke target.
That actually, you know what you're Wow. Power just went out.
And I'll tell you, I'll finish with one little thing. We've had SEALs doing probing Marine Corps recon in the Sea of Azov since 2010. So what will probably happen with the task force, which the flag of that task force is the USS H.W. Bush, they're going to be mining the Black Sea. That way the the Russian Navy can't...
Well, you know what you're talking about. Stay there. Don't hang up. I want to come back and let you talk some more. We were talking to Steve, who is former naval intelligence, and you hear how smart he is. Steve, make other points about where you see this going and the question of the moral issue. I mean, they're going to put people even worse into the Ukraine now? I mean, that's pretty bad.
Absolutely. Let me make a couple of more points, and then I'll get off the phone. Firstly, the SEALs have been infiltrating, like I said, the Crimean area. Rostov-on-Don is a very important target. What they're doing is reconnaissance for nuclear targets. The NATO forces are trying to, and politically also the State Department, they want the Soviets to do a first strike nuclear hit, because what the retaliation is going to be, and I know based on the war game scenarios, there's four or five missile submarines with the task force, with the George Bush. And what they want to do is they're going to hit the targets that the SEALs have been reconning since 2010. But they can't hit those targets until the Russians launch tactical nukes first in the Ukraine. NATO doesn't care about the Ukraine. That's a throwaway country for them. And if they can obliterate it, then they can bottle up the Black Sea fleet by doing nuclear strikes on the strategic targets. Then they can't get out. But it's important to remember what unit they're trying to bottle up. In South Ossetia, you had the 76th Air Mobile Division, which is one of the very first Russian divisions made up of all highly trained volunteers. There's no conscripts in that division. And that division was earmarked for Syria a few months ago. If they've got them bottled up in a conflict in Crimea, then they can't go down and fight in Syria, and you're going to have Al-Qaeda force just like before, with Western advisors, usually Australian and British SAS, are going to lead these guys through Syria. When Syria falls, you've got Iran's flank. We can go straight into Iran because the Israelis are going crazy wanting to attack Iran, and that's the final
attack. Sure, sure, and I totally agree with your analysis, spot on. So how does it all end?
It ends, if it follows the war game, that we're going to be launching on the Crimea and the Ukraine area with nukes to bottle up the Black Sea fleet so we can do other things in other areas, namely Syria and Iran. Game.
Now, that's the undoubtedly the Russians understand all this. What they may do something unorthodox and move with a gambit.
Well, you know, that's where the Chinese come in. They're going to talk the Chinese into helping them and flank around where NATO blocking forces are. That's where the Chinese come in. And the Chinese, you know, as everybody knows, can be bribed, and that's how it works.
What do you, as a father, think of this?
Well, I hope that that I'll be. I have a copy of Joel Skousen's Strategic Relocation, and I have a place in the strategically safe zones in the Ozark, probably close to you, Alex.
I don't think all the liberals and all the politicos and all the fake intelligence people really get how much danger they're in. I mean, this might not end at just some tactical nuke war. This could end with just the destruction of humanity.
Well, you've heard the old saying, these people that are running our society, they're shooting for the person with the most toys wins. They're looking for world domination and don't care how many of us sheep that they kill, Alex. And that's the bottom line.
What was your information on Georgia? What happened with that? Because Russia rolled in the medium-range mobile nuke launchers, said we're going to start hitting NATO targets, and NATO backed out.
They wanted to see which units would deploy to South Ossetia, because from the Western intelligence, they knew that they would send their best troops. It was also 76th Division. That's how the West made the assessment of which unit to isolate with their next phase, which was Crimea. And that's exactly the unit that was sent there, the 76th Air Mobile.
Sure, but you know the Russians are going to have other elite units in reserve.
Well, they've got Spetsnaz, but Spetsnaz are your special operators. They're just they're not primary combat formation.
What about this situation? You know Europe, England, and the United States are penetrated with Russian sleeper agents. Do you expect them to activate?
Alex, I'll tell you something. Probably 2 years before I retired, one of those agents sat at a desk next to me. He's in Leavenworth now. Our military is completely penetrated by Russian agents, and usually American guys that the Russians send hot blondes to try and bring them over to their side.
Oh, believe me, I know.
It's amazing what happens when you have a hot girlfriend who has that sexy little Russian accent, isn't it, Alex?
I've had the Russians send hot blondes at me twice.
There you go. That's how it works. I had a guy sitting at a desk right next to me, career guy, lieutenant commander, had a wife and family, and the Russian girlfriend was his downfall. He's sitting in a prison for the rest of his life.
Wow. Yeah.
There's no telling how compromised our strategic planning is. No telling.
Well, that's my point, is that even if it was moral, it's like a Mexican standoff, but do you agree with me this is incredibly dangerous and the public has no idea how much danger we're in?
Absolutely, but they're making decisions based on analysis of what they think they're going to be able to get away with. And they're trying to pin the Russian military down in the Crimea,
sure,
so that they can hit Syria and Iran. Iran's the main thing because the Israelis are screaming. They're going crazy wanting to hit Iran right now. And the Saudis.
Well, what about this? I was told by a high-level military officer, and confirmed with some special forces people I know have given me good information in the past. Their word is Iran's had nukes for years.
Absolutely.
So why do the Israelis want to hit them now?
Why do you think it's so scary that they're deploying naval cruisers to their new base in Venezuela? The Iranians want to zap us with EMP. That's their main goal.
This is insane.
To detonate something in our atmosphere.
You know, Dempsey and others did go to Obama and tell him don't attack Syria. But I guess you're saying that was just, they said, give us time. I mean, do you have any information on what happened there?
Dempsey made a deal, like you said. And Obama said, all right, we're going to back off now, but we're going to go forward with what was wargamed in 08 at the War College. And that's our new. Of course, there's multi scenarios with every wargaming strategy. But Obama, as what he told Dempsey then was, we're going ahead with this, but we're going to go in a different area. We're going to block the Russians, and perhaps that'll prevent any collateral damage in the CONUS, the continental United States. There were two plans.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, God bless you. Appreciate that call. More calls from veterans coming up.